Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So this is an episode I didn't want to make, but I'm going to have to make, which is that there's a lot of people coming into the industry right now who are not mortgage brokers. We're seeing people come into our industry who are marketing, who are trying to sell us. And this is the rise of AI and stuff like that. These functions and these features and this software that we can use in order to grow our business to the next level and reach new heights. And again, I'm a capitalist. I'm completely happy with a free market. I'm good with all of that. But my concern we have is that we're having a lot of people who come into the industry who have got no real track record in our industry, don't really understand. Some of them are literally kids. I saw one a couple of days ago post saying that he's a full-time runner of his software and then a student. And I thought, okay. But then he set his company up in December, his website up in December, but writing claims that you get 100 leads a month from his software, but was using American writing as like their, so all the Americanisms were written. So obviously the content was written by AI. It was super unclear as to what they were doing, and they were promising the world. Now, this is no new thing. We've had multiple types of software over the last few years come into this space. Some of them you'll know, some of them you won't. Some of you will have good experiences with, some of you have had bad experiences with. It's not a big deal, but it's just understanding the more transparency of it. Is that when people come in and they promise they can do all this stuff and everyone else is charging you too much money, and then they haven't delivered on what they said. And this is because the big elephant in the room that no one's really talking about is that a lot of businesses right now are being built on a service which is called Go High Level. It's also known as High Level, okay? Now, Go High Level or High Level is a wonderful piece of software. It is amazing. I'm gonna play the actual advert they have for it. It's about 50 seconds, I think, which will give us an intro to it, and then I'll explain more about it and how it fits into our industry and what's happening in this space.
Welcome to High Level. We're an all-in-one platform that gives you everything you need to capture, nurture, and close leads like never before. In High Level, you'll find features like a full CRM, funnel, website, course, marketing automations, and email builders, a consolidated email, SMS, WhatsApp, and social chat stream, reputation management, social media posting, and so much more. And the best part is, High Level is fully white labeled, which means you can brand the platform and mobile app with your logo and company colors, then resell it to your customers for a monthly subscription that goes straight into your agency's bank account. The powerful combination of software plus your service and expertise will drive your customers' retention and your profits through the stratosphere. Sign up for a 14-day free trial today.
So this is summarizing High Level, which is that you can create, it's a full built marketing CRM suite. It's amazing. However, it can also be white labeled and sold, which again, I think is not a bad thing. But where it becomes a bad thing is this is starting to be very clearly a new gold rush or a potential gold rush that people are looking at. And you're going to see more and more of them popping up, more and more of them popping up, actually significantly more. I've seen one today. I've already seen three in the last kind of maybe 3 or 4 months. And there are some bad ones. Now, I'm going to give you some transparency around High Level. Let's first of all have a look at what High Level actually does. So what does it actually replace? First of all, High Level replaces loads of things. It can replace your software. So it effectively, like I said, it does booking appointments. It does email marketing. It does webinar building. It does websites, sales funnels. It's literally everything. It's document signing, like absolutely so much stuff it can do. And it is actually not that expensive. In regards to cost, the actual price of it, the starter plan is $97 a month, which really isn't good enough for most mortgage brokers out there. You needing it because you need to have the API access and also the ability to brand yours up. But the unlimited access means you can have unlimited users for $297 per month. Now, there is also a SaaS, which stands for Software as a Service License, and that Software as a Service License roughly right now is about $500, but $497 per month, and that means that you can sell it to people. Now, I use Go High Level. I use it for myself. I use it for my business. I now have recently purchased a agency license because now all clients of mine get access to Go High Level, and we build your business on Go High Level because it is that good. It's a very good piece of kit. But where we're seeing a lot of people doing right now, I'm very transparent about that. It is included in my coaching packages. That's what people get when they work with me. I pay the $300 a month, and that's part of the package you get. And as of right now, when you work with me for an indefinite amount of time. And when people leave, there's no extra cost. You just keep the software until I stop paying the license, when I don't longer need it, which it won't be for any time in the very near future, very distant future, because it's in a wonderful piece of software. All clients get access to it as no extra cost. It's in their subscription. So it is really good. Now, I don't sell it as a SaaS as myself. I don't sell it as SaaS. I don't white label mine. The reason being is I have no desire to do it. I don't think it is worth it for me right now. And also, I can't see me doing it in the future. And I'll tell you why, is because I just think if you're going to buy it, you may as well just get it yourself. I don't want to be in charge of it. I'm not a SaaS developer. That's not my game. But there are people out there who are doing it, and they're doing it quite well. And there are some of the names you'll know out there. Gary Das, for example, is Active CRM, is built on Go High Level, and that's very good. That's one that I would like, again. And then Alex Kerr, who's got his, who is being built on, which is, I think, Mortgage Broker 360, who again uses this, very good. So if you're a broker who doesn't work with me, then, and you want to be able to access this type of software, chances are you're going to be able to get a good deal from these guys doing it that way, because they know what they're doing. They've set it up for brokers, and it's really useful. This is by no means in this video a absolute taking a dump on anybody using Go High Level, because I've just said to you, two people who are both friends of mine and esteemed colleagues of mine that I think very highly of have both gone into this space. Do I think that this has long-term legs with it? I don't know, and I'm still not 100% sure on any of this, because I think there's too many people saturating this market that we're going to see a flood of people having their own version of Go High Level. So that's a big thing. But where I want to point these out, and where I want you to be really aware of these, is that while there are very much established names using these software, Gary and Alex, again, I don't endorse any products of any kind unless they're mine, but they are people who I respect, who I know, who know the industry, who know how it works, have been around for a long time. If you're going to get, you desire to have some sort of Go High Level software, either go direct and get it from Go High Level, or go to these guys and get it from them. It's the same software. That is by far, like I said, that's potentially a way to consider it. Where my concern draws and where my issue lies is not in people like me, Gary, or Alex doing it, but by newer people coming into the industry who are seeing our industry as a lucrative opportunity with no real experience. And this is the case with a lot of people. They come in and they go, financial services has a lot of money, because we do, as in, not meaning we're all rich. What I mean is that there's money in here. There's more money. There's a lot of high reward. But the concern lies with all of those is that they come in and then they start to sell you stuff with unsubstantiated claims about crazy success stories. They haven't got the 5 years experience that I have doing this, or the 5 years that Gary Das has, or the years that Alex Kerr has done for building his own business through YouTube. They haven't got that. What they are is somebody who's gone, there's money in mortgage services or insurances, and there's this software, let's pretend that we have it. Now, they'll talk about it. We build our software on a Go High Level. They're using API, they're using AI plugin, and they're selling you a dream. And one of the things I wrote down here is, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. If someone's saying to you, I can get you 100 leads a month, that's a big old what? Well, straight out of the gate. Like, none of us who are experienced are saying that. If you ever attend any of my, you listen to any of my videos or any of my content, I will say to you, realist, it's 18 months, we're building authority, we're building this. I have spoken at Gary Das's Leads to Lifestyle and Success Circle events. Both of them, he talks about, they put up realistic timeframes. They're not selling a dream, they're selling a reality, a hard-working reality, but a very good reality where you can have a very good business and the life you want. But if someone is selling you that they are going to just say that it is, we can do everything for you, just be aware of that. And then also be aware, what are you paying extra for? Now, when you look at someone like Alex or you look at someone like Gary, what you are paying for with those guys is that they use this software themselves in their own business. So they're selling you the proven methods of what they use in that. So you're getting the emails, you're getting the systems pre-built, because Go High Level is super it's just open, not open source, but pretty much it's empty. So if you go in there and you don't know what you're doing, you got to know. Like with myself, I don't sell it, but I work with clients. When it's part of what I offer when you work with me, is it's the where we build our business. And because of that, what do we use? That is an ever working thing that we can build yours out specifically and bespoke to you, but with the legacy of every client I've worked with previously, building upon that so that you get a very bespoke version of this for you at no extra cost. But it isn't why you come to work with me. It's just a benefit of working with me. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because go and do some research when you see these things up. We're going to start seeing more and more of them. And I think that's why I wanted to make this episode, is that to you to understand that you need to be fully informed. There's nothing wrong with this software. It's very good. And if you find one that works for you, wicked. There was one a year ago that did not do, took a lot of money, came in and told everybody that they were overpaying for all of their marketing services. They took a lot of money up front for everybody, just small amounts. It looked cheap in comparison. And then they got nothing for it because they effectively ran off with the money. Now, they didn't run off with the money, but they just weren't able to deliver in our regulated and ever-changing environment. And that's nothing against them individually, but it's just they hadn't done their research in the same way. And this is, again, just stuff to be aware about, is that if you trust the person who is selling it to you, go for it. But be careful not to get bought into what I put here is, do they have a track record and is it too good to be true? Do your research, find out what they're using, find out what software they're using, and don't get, oh, they're spending because I'm paying them and I could get it cheaper. You're paying for the ease of setup. You're paying for the use of it. It's not about the software itself. It's not a ripoff. And that's why Go High Level is a really great business model, because you can build your IP on a blank slate and sell it to the, it's a great idea. But where it can be a bit of a downer, and it can absolutely be a bit of a downer, is that if someone is using dodgy plugins, doesn't understand your regulation, doesn't understand your network, and then they start selling it to you, you could be thousands of pounds deep into this and then get yourself caught out. So I just wanted to be aware of it. It's by no means, like I said, no endorsement of Alex or Gary. They're both wonderful guys. I like them very much, but it's not an endorsement, so to speak. But it is just to say that Go High Level is the software that everybody is using. Do your research on this if you can. Have a look into it. See what it is that it is being used. Like, if it's something your business would need, if that is the case, great. If it isn't, no worries. But this is all it is. It's this software that is probably going to be the next thing in the mortgage service industry for the next 10 to 11 months. And I think we're probably then going to tank out. Something will happen. There will be a hit oversaturation and there'll be a few remaining market leaders. There'll be a few remaining people who are left who actually do keep the software going well. So I just wanted to make that video for you, this episode for you. And yeah, sure. If you've enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe. If you've got any questions on it, by the way, just feel free to drop me a message on Instagram, which is @AshBorland, or you can go to ashborland.com/Instagram and it'll take you there on desktop. And just ask if you have any questions about it. I'm happy to answer them about this software. But this is a new emerging thing we're seeing more and more. It's been out for quite a while, but we're now really full swing in our industry. And I just think we need to know so we can make informed decisions on what you actually are purchasing. Because right now there's a lot of people selling this at a very high price because the people in the industry don't understand what it's built on. Okay, so just wanted to let you know. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.